All glories to Sri All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So today we can read from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, text 14.
Danas čitamo Srimad Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, peto poglavlje, stih 14.
Don't have so much time, so maybe I will just read the shloka. Tatonyata kinchanayat vivakshataha pritak drishastat kritarupa nama vihi nakarhichi kvapi cha dushtita matir labheta vatahata naur ivas padam tataha
od tog
anyata
odvojeno
kinchana
nešto
njat
sve što
vivakshataha
želiš opisati
pritak
odvojeno
drishaha
vizija
tatkrita
u odgovoru na to
rupa
oblik
namavihi
imenima
nakarechit
nikada
kvapi
ikoji
cha
i
dushtita matihi
treperavi um
labheta
dobiva
vata ahata
uznemiren vjetrom
nauhu
brod
iva
kao
aspadam
mjesto.
Translation: whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names, and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place.
Sve što se želi opisati odvojeno od vizije gospodina uznemirava um različitim oblicima, imenima i rezultatima, kao što vjetar ljulja brod bez sidrišta.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vyasadeva is the editor of all descriptions of the Vedic literatures, and thus he has described transcendental realization in different ways, namely by fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and devotional service. Besides that, in his various Puranas, he has recommended the worship of so many demigods in different forms and names. The result is that people in general are puzzled how to fix their minds in the service of the Lord. They are always disturbed about finding the real path of self-realization. Srila Naradadeva is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literatures compiled by Vyasadeva, and thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord and no one else. In fact, there is nothing existent except the Lord. The Lord is manifested in different expansions. He is the root of all of the complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body. Pouring water on the root is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding the stomach supplies energy to all parts of the body. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavata Purana, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such a havoc, then what to speak of a deliberate expansion of the ideas separate from the absolute truth, personality of Godhead? The most effective part of worshipping demigods is that it creates a definitive conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects, detrimental to the progress of the principles of the Bhagavatam, which alone can give the accurate direction for the self-realization in eternal relation with the personality of Godhead by devotional service in transcendental love. The example of the boat disturbed by whirling wind is suitable in this respect. The diverted mind of the pantheist can never reach the perfection of self-realization due to the disturbed condition of the selection of the object.
Srila Vyasadeva je sastavljač svih vedskih spisa. Tako je opisao transcendentalno spoznaje na razne načine, na temelju koristoljubivih djelatnosti, spekulativna znanja, mistične moći i predana služenja. Osim toga, u svojim je Puranama preporučio obožavanje mnogobrojnih polubogova različitih oblika i imena. Tako je zbunio ljude koji ne znaju trebaju li usredotočiti svoj um na služenje gospodina ili ne. Uznemireni su i uvijek u potrazi za pravim putem samospoznaje. Šila Narada ističe ovaj nedostatak u vjetnim spisima koje je sastavio Vjasadeva i tako pokušava naglasiti važnost opisivanja svega u odnosu sa svevišnjim gospodinom i nisakim drugim. U stvari ne postoji ništa drugo osim gospodina koji se očituje u različitim ekspanzijama. On je korijen stabla i želudac tijela. Zalijevanje korijena pravi je proces hranjenja stabla, a hranjenjem se želuca svi dijelovi tijela opskrbljuju energijom. Stoga Šila Vjasadev nije trebao sastavljati ni jednu drugu puranu osim Bhagavata Purane, jer je i najmanje odstupanje od toga može uništiti samospoznaju. Ako i najmanje odstupanje može stvoriti takvu pustoš, što onda reći o namjernom širenju ideja odvojenih od apsolutne istine božanske osobe? Najveći je nedostatak obožavanja polubogova stvaranje politeističkog shvaćanja, što završava u raznim vjerskim sektama štetnim za promicanje načela Bhagavatama, jedinog dijela koje može pružiti točne upute za samospoznaju u vječnom odnosu s božanskom osobom, putem predana služenja u transcendentalnoj ljubavi. U tom je smislu prikladan primjer broda koji se ljulja na snažnom vjetru. Zbog stanja uznemiranosti prilikom odabira predmeta obožavanja, rastreseni um politeista nikad ne može postići savršenstvo samospoznaje.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vatala Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Prachani Nirvishesh Shinyavadi Pushkani Devatani. Whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place.
Sve što si želi opisati odvojeno od vizije gospodina uznemirava um različitim oblicima, imenima i rezultatima, kao što vjetar ljulja prod bez sidrišta.
So here we have a very interesting situation.
Ovdje imamo jednu jako interesantnu situaciju.
Srila Vyasadeva, who gave us such a vast body of Vedic knowledge.
Srila Vyasadeva, koji nam je dao takvu ogromnu količinu vedske literature.
Is he rectified by his spiritual master, by Narada Muni?
Njega sada njegov duhovni učitelj Narada Muni ispravlja.
Who says there is a defect here?
Koji kaže ovdje postoji pogreška.
And actually we have to mention that Srila Vyasadeva didn't felt himself so happy.
U stvari treba napomenuti da se ni sam Srila Vyasadeva nije osjećao sretnim.
It's an interesting point.
To je interesantna point.
Sometimes he performed devotional service and we feel like still something is missing.
Ponekad mi izvodimo predano služenje, osjećamo da nešto nedostaje.
And then what is missing?
A šta nedostaje?
And then we reach out instinctively to the to the box we left behind, to the sense enjoyment box. We think that is missing.
I onda instinktivno posegnemo za kutijom koju smo pospremili, kutiju koja sadrži osjetilno uživanje i mislimo da je to što nedostaje.
And we look into the contents of that box, what else sense gratification is missing.
I onda gledamo u sadržaj te kutije koje još osjetilno uživanje nedostaje.
We pick the different items and we try and go. No, that's not the real thing.
Uzmamo različite stvari i kušamo i onda vidimo to nije prava stvar.
So, Srila Vyasadeva was not reaching in the sense gratification box.
Znači, Srila Vyasadeva nije posegnuo za kutijom osjetilno uživanje.
Still there was something missing and he wasn't happy.
Ali još uvijek je nešto nedostajalo i on nije bio sretan.
So, Narada Muni mercifully make it clear to him what is missing.
I onda mu Narada Muni milostivo ukazuje što je to što nedostaje.
That you are writing all this wonderful literature for the benefit of people in general.
Ti pišeš tu divnu literaturu za dobrobit ljudi općenito.
But look at the result.
Ali pogledaj rezultat.
They will become more confused.
Oni će postati još više zbunjeni.
And that's not what you want, isn't it?
A to nije ono što ti želiš, zar ne?
More knowledge, more confusion.
Više znanja, više zbunjenosti.
There is something wrong here.
Nešto je krivo tu.
Why?
Zašto?
Because we lost the essence.
Zato što smo izgubili bit.
So people generally have that tendency.
Ljudi općenito imaju tu sklonost.
Complicate their lives.
Da kompliciraju svoj život.
Today it's defined even as education.
Danas je to definirano kao obrazovanje.
When something is all complicated, you don't understand one word, that's scientific.
Kada je nešto toliko komplicirano da ne možete razumjeti niti jednu riječ, onda je to nešto znanstveno.
If somebody speaks a language which is all complicated, nobody understands one word, that's a scientific presentation.
Ako neko govori jezikom koji je tako kompliciran da ništa ne razumijete, onda je to znanstvena prezentacija.
As it described in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Kali Yuga people will be recognized as intellectuals simply by word jugglery.
U 11. pjevanju Šrimad Bhagavatama je opisano da će ljude prepoznavati kao intelektualce samo ako znaju žonglirati riječima.
Once Srila Prabhupada gave an example of word jugglery.
Jednom je Srila Prabhupada dao primjer žongliranja riječima.
But I cannot replay that.
Ali ja to ne mogu ponoviti.
It was actually just a sound vibration.
To je u stvari bilo samo zvučna vibracija.
Harvey Zagal, people go, this is interesting.
I onda ljudi kažu, da, to je interesantno.
What does it mean? I don't know.
Šta znači? Ne znam.
Politicians are very good with this.
Političari su tome jako dobri.
They go, ladies and gentlemen, it is a very important point. We have to understand. That is very essential to understand.
Ovo jako esencijalno razumijete, ovo jako bitna poanta.
That we have to really not miss the point.
Da stvarno ne trebamo propustiti poantu.
Because deeply, I mean, it's really my deepest concern that this point gets clarified.
Ja sam najdublje zabrinut da se ova poanta.
And we have to all understand of our national interest.
I mi moramo svi razumjeti svoj nacionalni interes.
That is a very serious point.
To je jako ozbiljna poanta.
Thank you very much.
Hvala lijepo.
People go like, that was a very serious point.
I svi kažu, da, to je bio jako ozbiljan govor.
But what was the point?
A šta je bilo poanta?
So this is the whole, you know, Kali Yuga is full of this, verbal word jugglery.
Cijela Kali Yuga je prepuna ovoga žonglirane riječima.
One devotee humorously commented, maybe that's the reason of the atmosphere warming up. If you talk too much.
Ja, ovak taj komentirao, možda se zato se razagrijeva previše
sounds,
pričan.
You know, every make, blah, 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 and on all corners.
Zvuk.
They put it in writing.
I onda to pišu. Još.
If you make acoustic, if you made the internet to one big sound, it will be a monstrous sound.
Kada bi se internet pretvorili u zvuk, to bi bio jedan monstruozan zvuk.
Billions of people writing.
Milioni ljudi koji pišu.
But everybody is miserable.
A u svakom slučaju svako je nesretan.
Because it doesn't address the basic need.
Jer to se ne obraća na osnovne potrebe.
So even Vedic literature can become like this.
Čak i vedska literatura može postati takva.
Even its absolute truth.
Čak i apsolutna istina.
But this vast body of yasana presented
could be likely misunderstood. Može biti pogrešno shvaćeno.
As they have the saying, you cannot see the forest because of so many trees.
Neka kažu, ne možete vidjeti šumu, on toliko pirovići.
One is in a forest, one thinks, where is the forest, there are so many trees.
Neko može stajati šumu i vikati, pa gdje je šumu, toliko drveća ljudi.
Because one doesn't have the overview.
Zato što osoba nema pregled.
Once somebody lifts you above the forest from the airplane, then you can see, that's the forest.
Kada vas neko podigne iznad šume avionom ili nečim, onda možete vidjeti, to je šuma.
So this is what Srila Prabhupada did.
I to je ono što je učinio Srila Prabhupada.
He took the vast body of Vedic knowledge and comprised it for us Westerners so we can understand.
Uzeo je tu ogromnu količinu vedske literature i onda je sastavio na takav način da je mi zapadnjaci možemo shvatiti.
This is truly brahminical quality.
Ovo je istinska brahmanska odlika.
Brahmanic quality means to simplify.
Brahmanska odlika znači pojednostaviti.
Not to complicate.
Ne komplicirati.
Unfortunately, we learned early in a school that something very simple is actually primitive.
Mi smo u školi već naučili da je nešto jako jednostavno stvari primitivno.
We combine that word simple with primitive.
Mi tu riječ jednostavno povezujemo sa primitivnim.
That's not at all true.
A to uopće nije istina.
Actually, the most genius invention in this world are extremely simple.
U stvari najingenioznije pronalosti na ovom svijetu su u stvari najjednostavniji.
So simple that nobody could see it.
Toliko jednostavno da niko to nije mogao uočiti.
Like there was this one Archimedes.
Kao taj Archimed.
He was every day crawling in his bathing tub.
Svaki dan je ulazio u svoju kadu.
So many people did that those days.
Toliko ljudi je to tada radilo.
And when he came out, he realized the water goes down.
I kada je ustao, shvatio je da vode, da nivo vode silazi dole.
When he crawled in, he realized the water goes up.
Kad je sjeo dole, vode se podiže.
And then he ran the street down. Oh, Rek, I found it.
I onda je trčao niz ulicu.
Archimedes' law.
Pronašao sam Archimedov zakon.
It's actually not his law. It was always there.
U stvari to nije njegov zakon, uvijek
But
je bio
he noticed tu. The other people didn't.
Ali on je primijetio ono što drugi nisu.
So, actually, spiritual life is the basic, it's very simple.
U stvari osnove duhovnog života su jako jednostavne.
That we are not this body, it's a very simple fact.
Da mi nismo ovo tijelo, to je vrlo jednostavna činjenica.
We don't need a mystical vision one day.
Ne treba nam mistična vizija, pa jednog dana ono,
Every day we say my hand.
Svaki dan mi kažemo moja
my
ruka,
nose,
moj
my
nos,
head,
moja glava,
my body,
moje tijelo.
So where's me?
Gdje sam onda ja?
People go ljudi, some kind of grammatical game or...
A ljudi onda pitaju me, to je neka gramatička igra ili što?
No, you're saying it yourself every day, I'm not this body.
Ne, ti svaki dan govoriš da nisi ovo tijelo.
They go, oh, then I'm the mind.
A onda kažu, a da, onda sam um.
No, you also say my mind.
Ti također kažeš moj um.
And how many times you experience the mind giving you so much trouble?
I koliko puta ste iskusili da vam um daje toliko mnogo problema?
So if it's yours, then why don't you control it?
Ako si to ti, zašto ga onda ne kontroliraš?
Right now you can sit here and the mind will go
Croatia. Sjediti ovdje i um vam jednostavno ode Hrvatska.
You can sit here and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam and the mind will remember your grandmother.
Vi možete sjediti ovdje i slušati Srimad Bhagavatam, vaš um se sjeća vaše bake.
You may think, what is my grandmother doing in a Bhagavatam lecture?
Šta moja baka radi na lekciji Bhagavatam?
No, she came.
Ali ona je došla.
You know, once a devotee even came running to Prabhupada.
Jednom je bakta dotrčao do Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was just thinking how to slap you in the face.
Prabhupada, ja sam razmišljao kako da te ošamarim.
How is that possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Prabhupada just smiled mercifully. Said, it's okay, just the mind.
Prabhupada se nasmiješio na vas. U redu je to samo um.
So obviously there is something else going on.
Na, očito nešto drugo se tu događa.
So this is mentioned in this shloka.
I to je spomenuto u stihu.
That as soon we go from the essence,
čim se udaljimo od biti,
we get lost in a world of different forms, names, results, who simply agitate the mind.
Postajemo izgubljeni u svijetu različitih oblika, imena i rezultata i um jednostavno uznemiren.
Other words, in a world of dualities.
Drugim riječima u svijetu dualnosti.
Therefore, actually, with a good intention to present as much possible detailed knowledge, Vyasadev not enough pointed out the essence, herewith confusing the people.
U namjeri da da dovoljno detaljno znanje, Vyasadev je nenamjerno zbunio ljude sa tolikim količinom informacije.
This is happening until today.
I to se dešava sad do danas.
People discuss back and forth whom to worship.
Ljudi raspravljaju naprijed natrag koga da obožavaju.
In India it's more of the pious kind.
U Indiji je to malo pobožnije.
Here in the West is more of the atheistic kind.
Ovdje na zapadu je to malo više ateistično.
But the worship goes on.
Ali obožavanje se nastavlja.
Shall we worship this party or that party?
Hoćemo li obožavati ovu stranku ili tu stranku?
This leader, that leader.
Ovoga vođu ili onoga vođu.
And they do worship.
I oni da, zaista obožavaju.
Even in democracies they do worship.
Čak i u demokracijama oni obožavaju.
In the communistic days, how much worship was there?
U komunističko dobu, koliko je tamo tek obožavanja bilo.
Like our Shriman Tito here, he was worshipped like a king.
Kao Shriman Tito, on je obožavan kao kralj.
They made a train for him even.
Napravili su za njega i vlak.
And the trails, he could go up and down the whole Yugoslavia.
I mogao ići gore gdje ovo po čitavoj Jugoslaviji.
And bless them from the train.
I davati blagoslove iz vlak.
You know, whenever he appeared,
Kad god bi samo pojavio,
And he was actually not a, you know, not that stupid man.
On nije bio toliko glup čovjek.
He wanted to stay with the people. He was keeping touch on the people.
On je želio ostati u dodiru sa ljudima.
And they liked that.
I oni su to voljeli.
He looked almost like one of them.
Izgledao gotovo kao jedan od njih.
But for them, that was not one of them.
Ali za njih on nije bio jedan od njih.
He a little bit got a glimpse of that secret of how a king becomes popular.
On je dobio malo jedan tračak toga znanja kako kralj postaje popularan.
He has to stay with the people.
Odabrao ostati među ljudima.
And the people will respond.
I ljudi su na to reagirali.
By declaring to a king.
Tako što su ga proglasili kraljem.
No, he wasn't a pure devotee, we all know that.
On nije bio čisti bhakta, to svi znamo.
But just on a material platform.
Ali na materijalnoj razini.
Can see how it works.
Možemo vidjeti kako to funkcionira.
So, in other words, what is here Narada Muni telling to us, don't get lost in detail.
Ono što Narada Muni govori Vyasadevu, nemoj se izgubiti u detaljima.
And don't encourage the others to be lost in details.
I nemoj ohrabrivati druge da budu izgubljeni u detaljima.
Because he mentioned just 2 days ago that Maya likes to have the make the unimportant important and the important unimportant.
Kao što sam spomenuo prije dva dana, Maja voli nevažne stvari činiti važnima i važne nevažnima.
So therefore the question is what is important.
I onda je pitanje pa što je važno.
So that's what Srila Prabhupada told us.
Ono što nam je Srila Prabhupada rekao.
And over and over again.
I to iznova, iznova, iznova.
You know. Therefore sometimes devotees think the intellectual kind.
Nekada bhakti razmišlja na intelektualan način.
They think Prabhupada's books are so repetitive.
It's always
same purpose. Surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna.
Kažu Prabhupadove knjige su tako repetitivne, sve se ponavlja.
Supreme personality of Godhead.
Predaj se Krishna, predaj se Krishna. Krishna je svevišnji, Krishna je svevišnji.
Even one man on the street.
Čak jedan čovjek na ulici.
He told me, yeah, I know this Krishna book, I read it all.
Da, znam ja tu, taj Krishna book, pročitao sam ja to.
A little bit boring.
Pomalo dosadno.
I told him why.
Zašto?
Because Krishna always wins.
Zato što Krishna uvijek pobjedi.
He would like to have some anti-Krishna who sometimes loses, that's more funny. On
bi htio imati nekog anti-Krishna ili da Krishna nekad izgubi, to bi bilo zabavno.
I told him, well, you know, the fun is not that Krishna always wins, but the question is, he always wins in a different way.
Ja sam rekao, zabavno je to nešto Krishna uvijek pobjeđuje, nego što uvijek pobjeđuje na različit način.
Therefore, our fun is not that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but how he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Znači, zabava nije u tome da Krishna je svevišnja božanska osoba, nego na koji način on to je.
That can be illuminated, explained from all kinds of points of view.
To može biti rasvjetljeno i objašnjeno sa različitih.
Therefore, then Krishna, Prabhupada writes, surrender, surrender, surrender. Then he explains from all kinds of points of view why we should surrender.
Ja, Prabhupada kaže predajte se, ali onda iz različitih kuteva objašnjava kako da se predamo.
Like from Krishna's point of view, we could have a very short Bhagavad Gita.
Sa Krishnog stajališta mi bismo mogli imati jako kratku Bhagavad Gita.
Dehenyo smenjatare, he? And Savatama Paridjeća, finish.
Znači,
that's all, two shloka.
Dehenyo smenjatare, he? I Savatama Paridjeća, dvije šloke i gotovo.
We are not this body, surrender to Krishna, bye-bye.
Mi nismo ovo tijelo, predaj se Krishna.
Bhagavad Gita finished in 2 minutes.
Bhagavad Gita gotova za 2 minute.
Why is that the book a little bit bigger?
Ali zašto je knjiga malo veća?
That's for our sake.
To je zbog naše dobrobiti.
Because we are so complicated.
Zato što smo mi tako komplicirani.
So Krishna explains from all points of view, you know, how to surrender, why should surrender, and Kama Yoga, and Jnana Yoga.
Zato Krishna objašnjava sa svih stajališta, zašto se trebamo predati po Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga.
And all the Vedas are there.
I sve Vede su tu.
Okay, you cannot surrender Krishna directly, though maybe you can indirectly do like that.
Ne možeš se predati direktno Krishna, pa možeš indirektno, možda ovako.
You are in Damogun, in ignorance.
Ti si Damogun, u
nevanju. Okay, then worship Kali. Okay.
U redu, onda obožavaj Kali.
Slaughter your goat.
Za koju tu kozu.
And whisper in the ear of the goat. Now I'm slaughtering you, next lifetime you will slaughter me.
I šapući uho koze, sada ja koljem tebe, ne, sljedeći život ćeš ti zaklati mene.
If you would listen what I was saying, you will stop immediately.
Da slušaju što govore, prestali bi odmah.
Then, you know, and then mode of passion, fruitive activities.
I onda guna strasti, plodonosne djelatnosti.
Karma kanda is so much description how to worship the demigods for this benefit, that benefit, how
karma
to make
kanda.
Sacrifice, very complicated.
Karma kanda imate tolike opise kako obožavate kojeg poluboga da stegnete koji rezultat jako, jako složeno.
And as only come to mode of goodness,
čim
it's more simple.
Čim dođemo u vrline stvari postoji jednostavnije.
And on the transcendental platform, very simple.
For me je jako jednostavno.
Actually, we could have only one book.
U stvari, mogli bismo imati samo jednu knjigu.
You know, with one page.
Sa jednom stranicom.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. On the second page, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's it.
Znači, na jednoj stranici, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Perfect book.
Sada tak na drugoj stranici, to je savršena knjiga.
But because we are so complicated.
A zato što smo mi tako komplicirani.
We were saying, wow, that's simple.
Znači, moraš, ma to je jednostavno.
And don't they have something else?
Da nema tu još nešto.
Something more stimulating.
Nešto što će biti stimulativno.
Actually, we have to mention in this connection, it's really sometimes not very inspiring to see how devotees are diving into all kinds of books and knowledge.
Treba spomenuti ovdje da ponekad jako neinspirativno vidjeti koliko se pak tu dubljuju toliko znanja i tolike knjige.
But they forget to read Prabhupada's book.
Onda zaboravljaju čitati Prabhupadove knjige.
There is one devotee who wrote to Prabhupada. If the whole universe would be destroyed and only one Bhagavad Gita would stay, that would be sufficient.
Jedan bhakta pisao Prabhupada, Kada bi čitav univerzum bio uništen, samo jedna Bhagavad Gita bi ostala, to bi bilo dovoljno.
Your Bhagavad Gita.
Tvoja Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada said, I very much appreciate your sentiment.
On je, Prabhupada je rekao, jako cijenim tvoje osjećanje.
That's enough would be sufficient.
To je dovoljno, to bi bilo dovoljno.
So Prabhupada gave us all these so many books.
Prabhupada mi je dao tolike knjige.
And he wanted, especially sannyasis, to write books.
I želio je, pogotovo sannyasis, da pišu knjige.
But strictly on the basis of his book.
Ali striktno na osnovu njegovih knjiga.
Like Prabhupada.
Kao što je Prabhupada činio.
He took the essential Bhagavatam, expanded with the commentaries of other acharya.
Znači uzeo je Bhagavatam i širio ga sa komentarima drugih acharya.
Spiced with his own realizations.
I sve to začinio svojim realizacijama.
Similarly, this can be expanded again.
Naravno, isto tako ovo se ponovo može proširiti.
But one should never leave the essence.
Ali osoba nikad ne treba ostaviti bit.
That requires discipline.
Zato je potrebna disciplina.
Because the mind is not disciplined.
Jer on nije discipliniran.
The mind goes, what's next? Come on.
On kaže, šta je sljedeće? Hajmo, hajmo.
He's a voracious eater. He just wants to eat more.
On je jako on je veliki proštrivac i želi se više i više jesti.
That's called speculation.
To se zove spekulacija.
And that goes up to the point of insanity.
I to ide do tačke ludila.
You know, we had in the Western line, we have a vast sampradaya of insanity.
Na zapadu imamo ogromnu sampradaju ludila.
Writers, very popular, speculating their brains out.
Jako popularni pisci koji su spekulacijama jednostavno sebi izbili mozak.
I remember, you know, days I joined, all devotees were reading Hermann Hesse.
Sjećam se kad sam se ja pridružio, u to vrijeme svi bhakti su čitali Hermana Hesse.
Kind of esoteric.
Tako ezoteričan.
Kind of spiritual.
Pomalo duhovan.
But the man went insane.
Ali čovjek je poludio.
He was speculating his brain out.
Spekulacijom se izbio mozak.
And no higher taste.
I nije stekao više ukus.
Many of these Western intellectuals are simply debauchees.
Većina tih zapadnih intelektualaca se on sam raskao.
That's the proof there is something missing there.
To je dokaz da nešto tu nedostaje.
Big brain.
Ogroman mozak.
Where is the woman?
Gdje je žena? Gdje je žena?
Like there is this famous mathematician this who
kao taj poznati matematičar.
He got affected by a disease which completely crippled his body and he's in a wheelchair.
Koji ima bolest koja utječe na njegovo tijelo, on je potpuni boga i sjedi u invalidskim kolicima.
He's a complete atheist.
On je potpuni ateista.
And still in that shape, in that wheelchair.
Još uvijek u toj invalidskim kolicima.
He managed to steal the wife of his best friend.
Uspio je ukrasti ženu svog najboljeg prijatelja.
It's called empowered.
To se zove opunomoćenje.
You know. And what is the use of all this brain activity?
I kakva je korist od sve te moždane aktivnosti?
At the end, simple activity.
Kraj jednostavna aktivnost.
Any monkey in Vrindavan can do that.
Bilo koji majmun na Vrindavanu može učiniti isto to.
And they don't steal anybody's wives.
I u stvari ne kradu tuđe žene.
They just, you know, grab some next female monkey and have sex, that's it.
Jednostavno grabe bilo koji majmun sa imaju
seks. I saw monkeys in Vrindavan having sex and eating bananas simultaneously.
U stvari, majmuni u Vrindavanu istovremeno jedu banane i imaju seks.
Not a big deal.
To nije nešto posebno.
You don't have to get a Nobel Prize for that.
Zato ti ne treba Nobelova nagrada.
So material nature is very precise.
Materialna priroda je jako precizna.
She will expose you.
Ona će te izložiti.
You cannot cheat material nature.
Ne možeš prevariti materialnu prirodu, to je nemoguće.
She will go, thank you for the lecture.
Ona će reći hvala ti na lekciji.
Here comes the female.
I dolazi žena.
Here comes the male.
Evo dolazi muškarac.
Let's see what happens now with your lecture.
Da vidimo sad šta će biti to na lekciji.
So this is always the test.
To je uvijek test.
So anything directed towards that.
I sve što je usmjereno ka tome.
Narada Muni points out, it will confuse people even.
Narada Muni ističe, to će zbuniti ljude.
Now I will say something controversial.
Sad ću reći nešto kontroverzno.
You know, we can discuss forever.
Mi možemo raspravljati za
uvijek. All kinds of subjects in Krishna consciousness.
Sve vrste tema u svjesnosti Krishna.
Men in Krishna consciousness.
Muškarci u svjesnosti Krishna.
Women in Krishna consciousness.
Žene u svjesnosti Krishna.
Children in Krishna
consciousness. Djeca u svjesnosti Krishna.
Dogs in Krishna consciousness.
Psi u svjesnosti Krishna.
And then immediately you watch the result.
I odmah gledajte rezultat.
Immediately conflict.
Odmah se najavlja konflikt.
No, I think, why dog in Krishna consciousness?
Ja mislim, zašto?
First. What is more important?
Šta je važnije?
We should discuss the women in Krishna consciousness.
Trebamo raspraviti o ženama u svjesnosti Krishna.
Then the man goes, what about me?
Onda muškarac kaže, što je s nama?
No, she's got man in Krishna consciousness.
Ne, ne, treba muškarcima svjesnosti Krishna.
And the women goes, well, love
you. Žene kažu, šta je s nama?
Too much service I'm doing every day and nobody cares.
Koliko službe radi svaki dan, nikog ne
briga. Yeah. So, immediately problem.
Odmah problem.
You know, immediately, because there's one formula to this.
Ili postoji jedna formula za sve to.
Yeah, not this body.
Mi nismo ovo tijelo.
Now, as we carry the bodies around, certainly there will be some problems.
Naravno, pošto ovu naokolo nosimo, ta tijela bit će problema.
And Vedic culture has ideal solution to that.
A vedska kultura ima idealno rješenje za to.
But still at the end, we are not this body.
Ali ipak na kraju mi nismo ovo tijelo.
And if you understand that first,
i ako to shvatimo na početku,
then all the other aspects of life will become more easy to discuss.
Onda će svi ostali aspekti života biti lakši za diskusiju.
Like, we can discuss which cars is better.
Možemo raspravljati koje je auto bolje.
But, you know, but it's cars.
Ali to su automobili.
They all will be ultimately driven to the junkyard.
I svi će na kraju završiti na otpadu.
So as we discuss here, feminine Krishna consciousness, man in Krishna consciousness.
Kad raspravljamo ovdje muškarci svjesnosti Krishna, žena svjesnosti Krishna.
We are all dying.
Mi svi umiremo.
And then you can die. I think women in Krishna consciousness.
Onda možete umreti. Ja mislim da žena svjesnosti Krishna.
And the man goes, I wrote 20 books about men and Krishna consciousness.
Ja sam napisao 20 knjiga o muškarcima, osjećam s Krishna i sad umirem.
You know, and then we can extend the whole thing.
I možemo proširiti cijelu stvar.
We can discuss Krishna consciousness in Slavian countries.
Možemo raspravljati osjećam s Krishna u slavijanskim zemljama.
Krishna consciousness in communism.
Krishna, osjećam s Krishna u komunizmu.
Krishna consciousness in capitalism.
Osjećam s Krishna u kapitalizmu.
You know, Krishna consciousness in the North Pole.
Svjesna s Krišna na sjevernom polu.
Immediately, again, discussions.
I odmah slijede diskusije.
Endless discussion.
Beskrajne diskusije.
If you want to have some taste of it, go on internet.
Ako želite ukušati malo toga, odite na internet.
There is millions of ways to discuss.
Imate milijone načina za raspravljanje.
Now, naturally, devotees are people who actually want to have knowledge.
Pak to su ljudi u stvari koji žele imati znanje.
They want to learn.
Žele učiti.
Acquire knowledge.
Sticati znanje.
But knowledge doesn't mean more and more and more and more.
Ali znanje ne znači sve više i više i više i više.
Krishna conscious knowledge is aiming for the platform of vijnana.
Znanje u svjesnosti Krishna je usmjereno ka vijnani, znači duboko dolje.
Therefore Prabhupada gave us immediately.
Zato nam je Prabhupada odmah dao.
Right away from the beginning.
Odmah na početku.
A very practical, well balanced path how to acquire realized knowledge.
Vrlo izbalansiran put kako da stičemo realizirano znanje.
We call it the Hare Krishna sandwich.
On je to nazvao Hare Krishna sandwich.
Morning.
Jutro.
The morning program.
Jutarnji program.
Bhagavatam lecture.
Lecture iz Bhagavatam.
You know. Then, prasadam.
Onda prasadam.
Whole day service.
Služba čitav dan.
Preferably in a missionary activity.
Po mogućnosti misionarskoj aktivnosti.
In the evening, Artic, Bhagavad Gita class.
Na večer arotik, ladies
and gentlemen. If you are really brahmanical, you can read some Krishna book before you go to sleep.
Ja, ako ste stvarno brahmanski napunjeni prije spavanja, možete čitati Krishna book.
You take rest.
Odmorite se.
Next day the same.
I sljedeći dan je isti.
He said, that gives you approximately 2 hours reading a day.
To vam otprilike daje 2 sata čitanja dnevno.
Prabhupada said, nothing more is required.
Prabhupada je rekao, ništa više nije potrebno.
If you want more, he said, there are such a devotees who have to study more.
Ako želite više, ima takvih bhakta koji žele studirati.
That Prabhupada considered an exception.
To je Prabhupada smatrao izuzetkom.
But that was the general lifestyle he gave us.
A to je općenito stil života koji nam je dao.
Majority of the day out preaching.
Većina dana vani, propovjedanje.
You know, now I can get myself really in trouble.
Sad se mogu stvarno uvaliti u nevolju.
You know, Krishna consciousness is not about collecting diploma.
Svjesnost Krishna nije u stvari da dobijemo diplomu.
I have this shastri, that shastri, I have a multi-mega shastri.
Ja imam ovaj shastri, onaj shastri, multi-mega shastri i stavimo to na zid.
And go to sleep.
I onda idemo spavati.
And when somebody wakes you up, you go, I am the pandit here. Look at this.
Neko probudi, ja sam pandit, a ovdje pogledaj sve ove papire.
Yes, there is nothing against shastri, this shastri and that shastri.
Nemam ja ništa protiv shastri, ovaj shastri.
But where is the application?
Postoji primjena.
And where is my life?
A gdje je moj život?
You know, I remember once a devotee dashed into our GBC's room in Germany. And he said, I have enough of this running the whole day around. I want to study and study and study.
Sjećam se jednog bakte koji je uletio u našu džibisi sobu u Njemačkoj i rekao je, to sam ja ovog trčanja unakolo čitav dan, hoću da studiram, da studiram, da studiram.
He told him, you can go in a room here, lock yourself up, you can just read and chant, you have all my blessings.
I rekao sam mu, imaš ovdje sobu, zaključaj se, cijeli dan čitaj mantra, imaš moje blagoslove.
So he went in a room,
otišao u sobu,
lock himself up,
zaključao se,
start to read,
počeo čitati,
and chant,
i mantrati.
And after 3 hours he completely fell asleep.
I nakon 3 sata je potpuno zaspao.
He came out in the evening out of the room.
Na večer je izašao iz sobe.
Completely sleepy.
Potpuno pospan.
I said, you have my some service for me?
Ja rekao, imate li nešto službe za mene?
Because he got some realization, it doesn't really apply to his nature.
I onda je dobio realizaciju da to stvarno ne pogoduje njegovoj prirodi.
Now there are devotees who can do this.
Postoje bhakti koji to mogu.
But we have to carefully consider if we are one of them.
Ali moramo pažljivo razmotriti da li smo mi jedan od njih.
And if not, then there is no harm to work.
Ako ne, onda nema ništa loše u tome da radimo.
Prabhupada went even so far, he said, we cannot expect all our students to be studious, as he called, just study.
Znači, Prabhupada je rekao, ne možemo očekivati od svih naših učenika da budu studiozni.
But still they love to disseminate knowledge.
Ali još uvijek oni uživaju dijeliti znanje.
He gave the example like a rich man, he may not even be able, he's not very actually, academic, but he opened school.
Dao je primjer kao bogatih ljudi koji možda nisu jako akademski nastrojeni, ali oni otvaraju škole.
So that much Prabhupada expected from us.
I toliko je Prabhupada od nas i očekivao.
That we are charitable.
Da budemo milostivi.
We are not miserly.
Mi nismo škrci.
We want to give people Krishna consciousness.
Mi želimo dati ljudima svjesnost Krishna.
That merciful attitude should always be there.
I taj stav milosti će uvijek biti prisutan.
And of course, the more we understand Prabhupada's books, that should be the result.
I naravno, što više razumijemo Prabhupadove knjige, to treba biti rezultat.
I remember one devotee in Germany, he read only Krishna book and ate lots of prasadam.
Sjećam se jednog bhakti u Njemačkom, on je samo čitao Krishna book i jeo puno prasadam.
His whole understanding of Krishna consciousness was just based around prasadam.
Njegovo čitao shvatanje svjesnosti Krishna je bilo bazirano na prasadam.
But he was fascinated by the realization that every 7 years we change the whole body. That means if we eat for 7 years prasadam, it's just prasadam.
Bio je fasciniran idejom da svakih 7 godina mijenjamo tijelo i onda ako 7 godina jedemo prasadam, onda je to sve prasadam.
And he was talking and preaching just about prasadam.
I samo je govorio i propovjedao prasadam.
He could eat a lot.
Mogao jesti puno.
We used to have him as a prasadam advertisement in a Sunday feast.
Njega smo imali kao reklamu za prasadam na Sunday feast.
Just put him in middle of the guests.
Stavimo ga među goste u sredinu.
And surrounded him in prasadam.
I okružimo ga prasadam.
So it's almost like a Janmashtami offering, you know.
Kao ponuda za Janmashtami, tako je to izgledalo.
And then he started.
I onda je on počeo.
He could eat for 3 hours.
Mogao jesti 3 sata.
Took a break in between preaching about prasadam.
Malo bi napravio pauzu, propovjedao prasadam.
Just by seeing him, people got hungry.
Samo kad ga vide, ljudi su postali gladni.
You know, sometimes he went on a severe fast.
Jednom je podvrgao oštrom postu.
For 3 weeks just drinking juice.
3 tjedna je samo pio sok.
I ask him, why are you doing that?
Pitan ga, zašto to radiš?
He said, because after that, it tastes much better.
Rekao je, nakon toga, ukus će biti tako dobar.
So, you know, okay. So,
u redu.
It was his understanding and people got perfectly inspired.
To je bilo njegovo shvatanje i ljudi su bili savršeno inspirirani.
Somebody else, you know, inspires people in another way.
Neko drugi na drugi način inspirira ljude.
We have to find our place in Krishna consciousness.
Moramo pronaći svoje mjesto u svjesnosti Krishna.
We shouldn't imitate the others.
Ne trebamo imitirati druge.
And let's be honest.
Budimo iskreni.
We are most of us quite simple people.
Većina nas smo u stvari prilično jednostavni.
More simple as we think.
Jednostavniji nego što mislim.
But our brain is not telling us that.
Ali naš mozak nam to ne govori.
Neither the false ego.
A niti naš lažni ego.
They will tell us, you are more like of the brahminical kind.
On će vam reći, ma vi ste više ovako brahmanske vrste.
In Germany we had a good test on this.
U Njemačkoj imamo dobar test. Zato.
You can go to such a devotee and say, Prabhu, you are not a brahmana.
Odeš takom bhakti i kažeš, Prabhu, ti nisi brahmana.
Goes, what do you mean I'm not a brahmana?
Šta ti misliš da ja nisam brahmana?
You go, look at yourself.
Pogledaj se, pogledaj se.
Anyway, it's a brahminical sword.
To je brahmanski mač.
This is very important to understand.
To je jako bitno shvatiti.
We had one devotee in Germany, I remember. Just by looking at him.
Sjećam se jednog bhaktu smo imali u
You could say, that's the man to fix the toilet.
Samo kad ga pogledate, odmah znate, a taj čovjek će popraviti toalet.
Just the toolbox missing.
Samo mu nedostaje kutija sa alatom.
And he was so miserable.
On je bio tako nesretan.
He tried to read the whole effort.
Pokušavao je čitati čitav dan i zaspao.
He tried to preach, it came out in a really strange way.
Pokušavao propovijedati, ali to bi ispalo tako čudno.
You know, he was unhappy.
Bio je nesretan.
And I always couldn't figure out why is he doing this.
I nije mu bilo jasno zašto to radi.
And devotees came to him always, Prabhu, hey, this pipe broke, can you fix it?
Ili bhakti su mu dolazili, ej, ova se slavina pokvarila, možemo popraviti to?
And he was going, okay.
On bi rekao, mat.
And he fixed it perfectly.
I on bi savršeno to popravio.
Everybody was, ah, jai, you know.
Jai.
And he was going, shut up, this is not my business here, I am Brahmana.
Zavežite, to nije moj posao ovdje, ja sam Brahmana.
And I could never understand until I met his parents.
I nikad nisam mogao shvatiti dok nisu sreo njegove roditelji.
His father was a professor and his mother was a teacher.
Njegov otac je bio profesor, a majka učiteljica.
And they completely ruined that child.
Potpuno su propastili to dijete.
You know, I always telling him that he must be also like that.
Govoreći mu da i on mora biti takav.
And he wasn't.
A nije bio takav.
And he had a hard time in Krishna consciousness with this.
I bilo mu je teško svjesnosti Krishna s time.
You know, there was another devotee in Germany. He was always carrying guitar. He always wanted to play for Krishna. I mean.
I imao sam jednog bhakta koji uvijek uzase nosio gitaru i želio svirati za Krishna.
He was completely non-musical.
Bio potpuno amuzikalan.
Couldn't sing, couldn't read the notes, nothing.
Nije mogao pjevati, nije mogao čitati note.
And he always tried to. Those days there was a lot of musical production going on. So he always tried to be part of it and all the other devotees.
Tad se produciralo mnogo muzike i on je htio biti dio toga, bak se sam odmahivo
rukom. And he was again so miserable.
I opet je bio tako nesretan.
So, until our GBC asked him, who told you that you are a musician?
Toga GBC nije pitao, ma ko ti je rekao da si ti muzičar?
He said, everybody, when I was young, they all told me I have to be a musician.
Kad sam bio mlad, svi su mi govorili, ma ti trebaš biti muzičar.
But you are not.
Ali ti nisi.
Neither you will be.
Ti niti ćeš biti.
Nowadays people learn, they go to study academies, you know, so much education lines established.
Danas ljudi idu u škole, toliko akademskih tih ustanova obrazovano.
And they come out of these universities.
Izađu iz tih univerziteta.
Perfectly stupid.
Savršeno glupi.
They call it in Swedish fuck idiot. That means a very specialized idiot.
Na švedskom to zovu fuck idiot. Znači vrlo specializiran idiot.
He knows in detail about the secret sex life of the ants in Brazilian forest.
On zna sve tajne seksualnog života mrava u brazilskoj prašumi.
And he couldn't even tie his shoes.
A ne zna zavezati svoje cipele.
I read recently an article about the most genius people in, you know.
Nedavno sam pročitao članak o najgenijalnijim
ljudima. A little bit ljudi. Background malo, information to it.
Tu je bilo malo informacija o njihovoj pozadini.
It's just a collection of psychopaths.
To je jednostavno jedna galerija psihopata.
Who just, you know, acted in the most crazy way and couldn't even, usually their families, everything fell apart, you know, completely asocial.
Totalno su asocijalni, njihovi se obitelji raspadaju, djelovali su na totalno lud način.
Couldn't even say hello to somebody.
Nisu se mogli čak ni pozdraviti normalno
s nekim. Not understanding the simplest things in front of their nose.
Ne razumiju ni najjednostavnije stvari ispred svog nosa.
You know, so we had this famous story, you know, it was very, actually a very heavy story. We played it as a theater always.
Mi smo imali tu jednu jako heavy priču, stvari smo je puštali kao predstav.
This professor, you know, who is in a conference, giving a press conference.
O profesor koji daje press konferenciju.
And in the middle of the press conference, a message comes, urgent phone call.
U sred konferencije dolazi hitna telefonska poziv.
Completely disturbed.
On je potpuno uznemiren.
Because he's presenting his latest theories to the press.
I on prvo štampu predstavlja svoje najnovije teorije.
Finally they gave him the phone.
I konačno daje mu telefon.
And he goes, what's going on here?
No, pita šta je sada?
It is his wife.
Njegov žena je na telefonu.
Crying.
Plače.
Our daughter died.
A žek čerka umrla.
She got run over by a truck.
Pregazio je kamion.
And he goes, okay, so what speed was the truck driving?
I onda on pita, o kojom brzinom je išao kamion?
She goes, you don't understand, she's dead.
Zar ne zarazumiješ, ona je mrtva?
And he goes, in which angle was the impact?
On kaže, koji je ugao udara?
You know, this is a quite heavy story, actually.
To je ovo jako teška priča.
Devotees used to play this as a theater, actually, to the public, you know.
Bhakti se upuštali u javnosti kao predstavu.
To show how wonderful you can miss the point.
Da pokažu kako divno možete promašiti poantu.
So in Krishna consciousness, you should be very careful not to miss the point.
Svjesnosti Krishna moramo biti jako pažljivi da ne promašimo poantu.
And that's what Naradev is saying here. You are missing the point.
I to je ono što Narad Muni kaže ovdje. Mašiš poantu.
Stay with the essence.
Ostani na onom je bitno. Ne?
And for us the essence is Srila Prabhupada.
A za nas bit je Srila Prabhupada.
He made the most complicated, most simple.
Nešto najsloženije on je učinio najjednostavnijim.
So we shouldn't make the most simple again most complicated.
Tako da mi najjednostavnije stvari ne trebamo opet učiniti najkompliciranije.
There is a severe strife in this movement to make things very complicated.
Postoji ozbiljna napor u ovome pokretu da se stvari učine jako komplicirane.
You surround yourself with Achman cups and
okružite se Achman
čašama. Dive into the tantra yantra.
Zadubite se u tantra yantra.
I remember I was going on Sankirtan with one devotee like that.
Jedno sam išao u Sankirtan sa takvim baktom.
He started right away in the morning.
Počinjao je odmah ujutro.
In a shower he was chanting mantras to turn the water into a Ganges water.
On je pjevao mantre da bi vodu pretvorio u vodu Gange.
And he brought it all from India. This is all import.
Sve je donio iz Indije, sve uz.
And, you know, and he was chanting all the time. He had his Achman cup in the car. It was always spilling out when we were driving.
Stalno je pjevao te mantre, Achman je tu. Stalno se prosipao po autu.
He always tried to purify himself before he went on the street, so this dirty comes don't contaminate him.
Uvijek se pročišćavao prije nego izađe na ulicu da se ne zakontaminira.
Just by seeing him, people are going, ah!
Čim ga je vidio, ljudi su vidio, ah!
And he was even more upset.
And da on bio još više uznemiran.
You know, because it doesn't work this way.
Jer to ne funkcionira tako.
Our point is, our austerity, our purification, it's the instruction of Srila Prabhupada.
Naša strogost, naše pročišćenje je instrukcija Srila Prabhupada.
As they told once Prabhupada, there's a devotee in Mayapur, he's so austere. He chants the whole day.
Jednom su rekli Prabhupada u Mayapuru ima bakta koji je tako, vrši takve strogost, on samo mantra čita dan.
Prabhupada was not responding much.
Prabhupada nije odgovarao nešto.
The next day told me he stopped eating.
Sljedeći dan su mu rekli prestao je jesti.
The next day told me he doesn't speak to anybody anymore.
Sljedeći dan su mu rekli on ni sa kim ne razgovara.
Finally Prabhupada got enough.
Na kraju Prabhupada je bilo dosta.
So he just turned around and said he doesn't follow the instruction of the spiritual master.
On se okrenuo i rekao on ne slijedi instrukciju duhovnog učitelja.
So we can draw from the Veda so much information.
Mi iz Veda možemo izvući toliko informacija.
We can surround ourselves with Vedic, you know, concept.
Možemo se okružiti sa vedskim konceptima.
But if we forgot the essence,
ali ako zaboravimo bit,
it will not protect us.
To nas neće zaštititi.
From the slaughter of this Kali Yuga.
Od ove Kali Yuge.
We need a very simple, effective and powerful medicine.
Nama treba vrlo jednostavan i efektivan lijek.
And that's our simple Hare Krishna program given by Prabhupada.
I to je naš jednostavni Hare Krishna program koji je dao Prabhupada.
Which nothing needs to be added and nothing has to be taken away.
I to ništa ne treba dodavati, niti oduzimati.
And we should keep our lives simple.
I trebamo svoje živote zadržati
jednostavno. Prabhupada said, it's simple for the simple ones and complicated for the complicated ones.
Prabhupada je rekao, jednostavno je za jednostavne, komplicirano za komplicirane.
It's our choice how to take it.
Naš je izbor kako ćemo stvari uzeti.
There's some comments to this.
Malo nekih komentara. U našem pokretu, pogotovo u posljednjih 10 godina, da se smišljaju novi načini za širenje svjesnosti Krišne. E sad, to što se širi na taj način, da li je to svjesnost Krišne ili nešto drugo, ili kako je tvoje viđenje toga?
There is a difference between expanding the mission and changing the mission.
Postoji razlika između širenja misije i mijenjanja misije.
And you can see it by result.
I to se vidi po rezultatu.
So if people become more determined to do four things.
Ako ljudi postaju još odlučniji da čine 4 stvari,
distribute prasadam,
jele prasadam,
distribute books,
dijele knjige,
produce books,
proizvode knjige,
and distribute the holy name,
i šire sveto ime,
then we are successful.
Onda smo uspješni.
If they become less inclined to do that, then we are not successful.
Ako postaju manje skloni da čine te stvari, onda nismo uspješni.
As simple as that.
I to je toliko jednostavno.
So you can say, I'm a professor, doctor, doctor, doctor.
Možete reći, sam profesor, doktor, doktor, doktor.
It's nice.
To je jako lijepo.
So can you contribute to these four items?
Ali možeš li pridonijeti ovim četirima stvarima?
No.
Ne?
What's the use of this?
Onda je to beskorisno.
How do you want to help humanity?
Kako ti želiš pomoći čovječanstvu?
I just wrote a book for professors.
Upravo sam napisao knjigu za profesore.
Well, how many professors are on this planet?
Koliko profesora ima na ovoj planeti?
Very few.
Jako malo.
And certainly, if you could go to the root, like educational thing, and influence a professor, so it finds an effect in the school books, you know, yeah, that's a big thing.
Znači, ako možeš otići do korijena stvari, utjecati na profesora i da se stvari promijenja u udžbenicima, onda to je velika stvar.
But if the same professor,
ali ako da isti profesor,
with a cigar in hand,
sa cigarom u svojoj ruci,
goes, yes, I like Krishna consciousness.
Kaže, da, sviđa mi se svijest Krishna.
It's not so much achieved, isn't it?
To nije baš neko postignuće.
For this you don't have to go to the university.
Za tako nešto ne trebaš ići na univerzitet.
Thousand times more effective to give a man one book on the street, one single book.
Tisuću puta je efektivnije dati jednom čovjeku jednu knjigu na ulici.
Prabhupada always appreciated when devotees could preach to the leaders.
Prabhupada je cijenio kada su bhakti mogli propovijedati vođama.
But he said it's actually more effective to preach to the masses because we are living in a democratic society.
Ali rekao je, ali vrlo je bolje propovijedati masama jer živimo u demokratskom društvu.
If you change the masses, they will select democratically more Krishna conscious leader.
Jer ako promijenite mase, onda će on demokratski izabrati vođu koji je svjestan Krishna.
Like once devotees with a great endeavor and struggle arranged an audience for Prabhupada at the Pope.
Jedna su bhakti sa velike napore uredili primanje Šila Prabhupada kod pape.
Prabhupada said, what we are going to do there?
Prabhupada je pitao, šta ćemo raditi tam?
Well, Prabhupada, it's like a line of people and, you know, and Pope is just giving blessings and then you come and you can say Hare Krishna or something like that and he gives you a blessing and then you can go.
Pa to je samo red ljudi koji prolaze, papa daje blagoslove, možemo prići tamo, možemo reći Hare Krishna, onda ćemo dati blagoslove i tako to.
Because now in Christian tradition actually the saintly person is like a blessing.
U kršćanskoj tradiciji sveta osoba je jednostavno blagosilja.
You could just make a donation box, you know. You know, you just need this part of the body.
I treba samo ovaj dio tijela, ništa više nije potrebno.
In India they have the same thing.
U Indiji imaju istu stvar.
That's like the prototype of a saint.
To je kao prototip sveta.
You don't say anything.
On ništa ne kaže.
Because no need, you shouldn't preach.
Ne trebaš propovijedati.
Just bless.
Samo blagoslovlje.
People bring a dog, okay, bless.
Ljudi donesu psa, blagoslov.
I saw pictures of priests blessing racing cars before the race starts. You know?
Vidio sam slike svećnika kako blagosiljaju trkača kola prije utrke.
You know, they will bless anything.
Oni će blagosloviti bilo šta.
No, it's homosexual parade and the priest.
Parada homoseksualaca i svećnike tamo.
You know. Anything, no problem.
Bilo šta, nema problema.
So this we shouldn't become like this.
Ne trebamo postati takvi.
So Prabhupada gave us a very clear line there.
Prabhupada nam je dao jasno.
What is important, what is not so important.
Što je važno, što nije važno.
Why should I scratch myself behind the right ear with my left foot?
Zašto bi se iza desnog uha počešao lijevim stopalom?
If I can achieve the same purpose with my right hand.
Kad mogu istu stvar postići sa desnom rukom.
So I can bridge over, I can bridge over my body by achieving very.
Ja mogu premostiti svoje tijelo.
And the next question is why I'm doing that.
Sljedeće pitanje je zašto to činim.
Evo Prabhupada said, our strength in preaching is not how complicated we are, but how pure we are.
Prabhupada je zato rekao, naša snaga u propovjedanju nije u tome koliko smo složeni, komplicirani, nego u tome koliko smo čisti.
And that's a challenge.
I to je izazov.
People will very easy detect.
Ljudi će jako, jako lako otkriti.
Nice words you are talking.
Lijepe riječi tek što govorite.
But what about you?
A šta je s tobom?
Are you still envious?
Da li si još uvijek zavidan?
Are you still lusty?
Da li si još uvijek požudan?
Are you still greedy?
Da li si još uvijek pohlepan?
Are you still angry?
Da li si još uvijek ljud?
I mean materially angry.
Materijalno ljud.
They will detect that very clearly.
Oni će to otkriti vrlo jasno.
They will challenge you to that.
Izazovat će vas time.
And when they see, oh,
kada vide, oh,
he doesn't respond.
On ne odgovara.
Like that.
Na taj način.
You tell him, you are stupid.
Kažeš mu, ti si glup.
And a real preacher will say, yes.
Pravi propovednik će reći, da.
Therefore I am reading Bhagavatam here.
Da, zato čitam Bhagavatam.
Following my spiritual master.
Iz jedinskog duhovnog učitelja.
So what are you reading?
A šta ti čitaš?
And what are you following?
I šta ti slijediš?
Who is your master?
Ko je tvoj učitelj?
I don't need anybody, I'm God. Well, then you're crazy.
Ne trebam nikoga, ja sam Bog. Ja onda si lud.
So our strength is derived from simplicity and honesty.
Naša se snaga izlazi iz jednostavnosti i čistoće.
Not from this blah, 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 upaveda, blah, 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 blah. People go, it's very interesting. It's kind of tickling in the mind, isn't it?
Ljudi kažu, ovo je jako interesantno, vrlo poučno za um. Vrlo.
It feels good, isn't it?
Da, je dobar osjećaj.
Maybe I'm still a Veda, I don't know.
Možda ima još neka Veda koju ne poznajem.
Yeah. Where you have that from?
Gdje je to, odakle je to došlo?
I found it in a bookshop in Loy Bazaar.
Našao sam to u knjižnici na Loy Bazaaru.
Great.
Odlično.
Prabhupada was so upset with this.
Prabhupada je bio jako znamiran tim stvarima.
It was already going on during his day.
To se dešavalo već u njegovim danima.
And he was even more upset. He said, not only that we shouldn't read these books, but he said, where do get our brahmacharis the money to buy them?
Nego još više ga uznemiravalo, ne samo da ne bi trebalo čitati te knjige, nego otkud brahmacharima ima novac da kupuju te knjige.
And devotees were coming to him, telling Prabhupada, you know, our lectures here, you know, not pa, very sophisticated.
Pa, su dolazili Prabhupada govoru da naše lekcije ovdje nisu baš jako sofisticirane.
And devotees started to go to other temples.
Da su bakte odlosili u druge hramove.
In India.
Indiji.
Prabhupada didn't like that.
Prabhupada se to nije sviđalo.
He said, if you don't like our ISKCON lectures, then you give a lecture.
I rekao, ako vam se ne sviđaju naše ISKCON lekcije, onda vi dajte lekcije.
But don't go anywhere.
Ali nemojte ići negdje drugi.
He knew very well what can happen.
On je jako dobro znao što se može desiti.
And whatever you see introduced in ISKCON, which is non-Prabhupada, it always leads to further confusion and finally, actually, to disaster.
I što god vidite u ISKCON-u da se uvodi, a da nije dao Prabhupada, jednostavno to uvodi u zbunjenost i na kraju u katastrofu.
No, we are not saying we are the only right and everybody is wrong out there.
Ne, mi ne kažemo, mi smo jedini u pravu i svi tamo vani su u krivu.
No, we want to say, no, we have Prabhupada here.
Ne, mi kažemo, imamo ovdje Prabhupada.
You may have somebody else.
Vi možete imati nekog drugog.
Let's compare the results.
Da vidimo rezultat, da poredimo rezultate.
It is a shame that devotees sometimes reach out. It's a very unchaste.
Šteta što bakti jedan sam posežu vani, a to je jako nečestito.
Like a married woman walking on the street and going to the man, how are you doing today?
Kao što udata žena na ulici prilazi nekom muškarcu i se pozdravlja s njim.
It's not very honorable.
To nije jako častno.
So it's not very decent to go around and sniff on anything possible, which is actually not Prabhupada.
Nije jako pristojno ići naokolo njoškati stvari koje nam se hrvo pa. You were telling that according to result we can see. How can we know in the very beginning if the result is going to be good or bad? I've heard of a devotee somewhere in Europe who was heavily criticized for starting some yoga program, but in the end he had a lot of devotees. He started some yoga program, and he was heavily criticized for it, but in the end he made a lot of devotees out of that program.
First of all, we have to see who is a devotee.
Prije svega moramo vidjeti ko je bakta.
If this is, again, somebody who dedicates his life to Srila Prabhupada's mission,
ako je to neko koji posvećuje svoj život misiji Srila Prabhupada.
Well, something in that program, isn't it?
Da, onda nešto ima u tom programu.
fact, we spoke about in connection with the music, you know.
Govorili smo o vezi sa muzikom, sa glazbom o tome.
Somebody makes a stage diving, you know, and
kad neko skače sa pozornice.
Like this, you know, like Raghunath. Pokrao Raghunath. You cannot even hear the lyrics. It's so fast.
Vi jednostavno ne možete čuti ni riječi koje pjeva, jer tako je brzo to.
They have songs, you know.
Imaju nekakve pjesme.
Neko, we are not this body.
Mi nismo ovo tijelo.
I mean, that's the only thing I could hear.
To je jedina stvar koju sam ja uspio čuti.
Yeah, people join.
Ali ljudi su se pridružili.
And from this passion, nothing remains actually. It just remains we are not this body.
Od sve te strasti ništa nije ostalo, jednostavno da čini se da nismo ovo tijelo.
But very often it doesn't go that way.
Ali on jednostavno ne ide tim putem.
People get lost.
Ljudi se izgube.
Or, even worse.
Ili još gore.
They bring their misconception into Krishna consciousness and present it as Krishna consciousness.
Svoje pogrešno shvatanje donesu u svjesnost Krishne, da ih predstavljaju kao svjesnost Krishne.
Herewith misguiding further generations of devotees.
I onda zavode generacije bhakta.
You know, this is even more dangerous.
Ovo je još opasnije.
So you can judge the result, yes.
Da, možemo suditi po rezultatu.
Yoga, what kind of yoga?
Yoga, kakva yoga, koja vrsta?
You mean this exercising, hatha yoga, and this.
Hatha yoga i te stvari.
This is just gymnastics.
To je samo gimnastika.
So that's okay. You know, some devotees do it also this. The same thing like I get up in the morning, I go.
To isto kao ja ujutro kad ustanem, pa.
You know, this is the same thing.
To je ista stvar.
There's nothing spiritual to it.
To nema ništa duhovno.
And then people come and see, you know, this is some special yogic asana.
Onda ljudi misle ovo je neka posebna yogi asana.
Then they are so stupid.
To je tako glupo.
I can even tell them, you know, it becomes more spiritual when you go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Mogu im reći postaju Hare Hare.
If they do that,
ako čine to,
they will come to the point to understand why shall I do this every thing? You know, let's
onda će Krishna. Jednostavno doći do tačke da shvate, pa zašto da činim sve to? Mogu samo mantrati Hare Krishna.
Actually, the preaching in the eastern countries in the early days was like that.
U stvari, propovedanje u ranim danima u istočnoj Europi je bilo tako.
Because the communists, they didn't allow any preaching.
Jer komunisti nisu dozvoljavali propovjedanje.
But yoga was okay.
Ali yoga je bila u redu.
For the workers in the factories, they can work better.
Tako da radnici fabrikama mogu bolje raditi.
So the first preachers in the West arrived as yoga teachers.
Tako da su prvi propovjednici stigli kao instruktori jogi.
I saw pictures of that.
Vidio sam slike toga.
There was, you know, the devotees, which were not dressed as a devotee.
Znači, bhakti koji nisu bili obučeni kao bhakti.
But they brought medanga even with them.
Ali su čak i meridangu donijeli.
This is good for the beat of the yoga exercise.
Znači, ovo je dobro za ritam yoga vježbi.
You know, I saw photos of a, you know, like a big exercise hall.
Vidio sam slike ogromnih dvorana sportskih.
Full of this rather very, very heavy communistic women.
Punih ovih jako teških komunističkih
dressed
žena.
Dressed up in this, you know, in this gymnastic suits.
Obučenih ovih gimnastičke trikoje.
Surrounding, you know, a particular sanjasi.
Okruživale određenog sanjasija.
You know, who was sitting on a floor with a medanga in the middle like this.
Koji je na podu ovako sjedio sa medangom.
And it was like this 60 of these huge women.
Tu 60 tih ogromnih žena.
You know, I asked him later on, how was it?
Pitao sam ga kasnije, kako je bilo?
He said, it was like hell.
Rekao je, to je bio pakao.
And they didn't preach.
I nisu propovjedali.
They just chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Samo su pjevali Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
And then, sooner later,
i onda prije
first kasnije, question came.
Prvo pitanje je došlo.
What is this Krishna?
Ko je taj Krishna? Šta je taj Krishna?
And they were going, well, you come to the car.
Pa dođite ovamo sa nam u auto.
And they had these little hidden things in a car.
I most of them skrivene stvari u auto.
Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
And that's how it started, actually.
Tako je počelo.
Because already, you know, half of the team they're exercising was from KGB or
secret police. Pola tih koji su vježbali su bili iz KGB.
You know, so they had to be very careful.
Tako da su morali biti jako oprezni.
But it started like yoga. So in one sense, this is something similar.
To je nešto slično, stvarno.
But if the result is that people become devotees and surrender to Prabhupada's mission, that's the important thing.
Ali ako je rezultat da se ljudi pridružuju, predaju Prabhupadove misije, onda je to je ono što je bitno.
So then it justifies the means.
Da, onda to opravdava sredstvo.
But if they don't surrender them, or they develop some other mission, like...
Ali ako se ne predaju Prabhupadu i razvijaju neku drugu misiju, onda...
You know, I have somebody there standing who goes like this.
Imam tamo nekoga ko me ovako
in
pokazuje.
In advanced stage they go like this.
U naprednoj fazi pokazuje ovako.
You want to end up in this department.
Ne, želim završiti u ovom odjelu.
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki.